America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. My friend, I hope you'll take time, one time a week at least, to pray for this nation and pray that God revive our churches. You know, you don't have to pray long. It might be 10 minutes, 5 minutes, but I wish you'd take one time a week. And I try to keep it around the same time every week, and I try to pray for this nation. Now, that don't mean I don't pray for it more than that. Every day of my life, I pray for our president, vice president, the cabinet, the United States military, all 6 branches of that, the Supreme Court, and I pray. But on a weekly basis, I wish you pray for a revival. Here's another thing that I do on my prayer list. I've got every state in the United States listed alphabetically, and I pray for those states every day, because I do not know what laws Hawaii might pass or Illinois might pass or some other state might pass. And so I just pray for them all. God knows, and God works in that. Father, will you help us to see a move and a touch of God in this nation, in Jesus' name. Lord, it's your people that need stirring, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's go back to our message on what is revival. We were a lot better off when God lived in our country. Now, I don't want to just go back and live in the past, but I'm going to tell you what. You ask the average young preacher today, 25, 30-year-old, you name some of the old men, Lester Roloff, Tom Malone, Curtis Hudson. You name some of the men of God, Dr. Sammy Allen, Dr. Percy Ray, Dr. Stinnett Blue. Name them to the average 25-year-old preacher, and he's going to look at you and say, "I've never heard of those fellas." Can I say something and not make you mad today? I'll say it with a broke heart. Your blue jean wearing, no tie wearing contemporary movement will not bring revival. You say what you will, but it will not bring revival. One of the words here is live. I'd like to go back and preach a whole message on that word live sometime. Oh, that God would live again in our home, our churches, our nation. Let me give you another word. I'd like to go back and preach a whole message on this word, alive. Alive. Wouldn't it be good if God's people were alive, vibrant? I mean, they had strength. They were alive. God's people, for the most part, are not alive. I can mention a term, being filled with the Holy Ghost, and the average preacher would have an ulcer. For you know what? The average preacher's lived his life not being filled with the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the Holy Ghost is not some experience you get or some vision you get, but it's allowing God to control you, and you only get that by being in your Bible and being in prayer and fasting is the only way you're going to get filled with the Spirit of God. And by the way, God said in the book of Ephesians, a verse that we very much misquote, Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above that we think or ask according to all that God's able to, according to the power that worketh in us." The devil tried to trip me up there. We shout on that first part, "Oh, but my God's able to do exceeding abundantly above that I think or ask." That's not what it said. The key to that verse is the end of that verse, according to the power which worketh in you. What's the power? The Holy Ghost. Let me explain something to you, preacher. God will only work and bless your message according to how much power of the Holy Ghost you've got on it. Let me explain something to you, deacon. God will only bless your deacon's meeting according to how much Holy Ghost you've got on it. Let me explain something to you, choir leader. God will only bless your choir according to how much Holy Ghost is on it.
America. You
have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.